We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha, this is Diane Vick, and you are listening to Goddess Unleashed. This is going to be an interesting episode as things have been happening in my life and big changes. And, you know, a lot of people are feeling stressed out, anxious, and overwhelmed, not only because some people are being exposed to the virus, but also people are experiencing stress from this extended quarantine, being home for a longer period of time, being around family members that may trigger your buttons and push you in certain ways. But the biggest thing, the biggest beauty that you can learn by becoming connected with yourself and really understanding when you get triggered, what is happening is that you have made a choice to allow this person to impact you in that way. You can actually make a conscious decision to change that. And I know this because I've been working through that for more than a year. As I worked through finally publishing the book, The Truth About IBS and Anxiety, finally starting to make live videos, it was all me allowing this resistance within me to cause these symptoms and things to arise in my body that would upset and create anxiety, because I was allowing people to trigger or push my buttons. So today we're going to be reading the third chapter in the book. Again, I've been reading the book on the podcast because a lot of people have been asking me to actually have an audible version of the book. And since I haven't done that yet, I am doing that on here so that it is archived within this group, Unleash Your Inner Strength, and everybody has a copy, but it's also on the global network of the Dream Vision 7. So people that want to listen to it in that way, that don't really want to read the book, have that option. But before I jump into reading the chapter 3, which is what are the steps to success, I want to go through something that actually happened recently. So I recently went through an amazing academy. It's called Master Storyteller Academy. It's about mastering your story and how can you get out of your own way to finally say the story in a meaningful way. And of course, as I work through my own courage to go live on Facebook and share this podcast when I stream it every single week, I'm working through those fears, those anxieties, those stressors that tend to stop me in my tracks. And sometimes you will get symptoms in your body. And the symptoms in our body are actually messages that your body is sending you to let you know that we're uncomfortable with a particular situation. There is something that you did not honor about the way you feel in a conversation, in some action you maybe didn't take, or you took the easy way out. So honor your body and really pay attention to what are the symptoms that are happening. So what exactly happened to me last night? Well, I woke up at 3 a.m. because my day progressively changed. It was a good day. There was nothing wrong with the day, but there were certain things that I had planned out for my day that I kind of let go under the rug and let them go and didn't do them because responsibility and job and family and things started to happen, and I allowed them to continue to happen that way. And guess what happens when you let those things happen is you become frustrated with yourself and you don't even notice. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was pretty early in the morning. It was about 2 a.m. My son was still playing video games. I went to tell him to go to sleep. When I came back, I actually had a horrible migraine and all of a sudden had stomach pain. So if you know the title of this book, it's called The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. But really, it's about understanding what are the symptoms that your body is telling you. What are things that you can do to calm down your nervous system, relax your body, and let go of the stress in the moment, which is really what this chapter is about. It's just a little sneak peek as to what are the secrets to actually overcoming those symptoms in your body by becoming aware and taking action in the moment. So progressively, as I worked through this migraine and I got the things that I needed, so you know, there's a foundation that I've always said, you have to work on the emotional root and the physical root simultaneously in order for those symptoms to go away. So I started with Tylenol. I put on my ice pack, which is what I always do. I put on my heating pad on my tummy because I knew that that pain that had emerged had something to do with the fact that I didn't do what I had intended for the day before. So I was going to meditate on that and figure out exactly what are these emotions that were triggering that reaction and why was I so upset with myself and how could I change that for today? So I listened to several meditations. There was probably many because the migraine was pretty intense. Eventually, I ended up having to take my prescription pill. It's the one prescription pill that I still take. If you don't know the backstory, I used to take 13 prescriptions. So this is the one that I still take when I need it. And it's the one symptom that still sometimes harms me and really haunts me is because I'm resisting that change. So resisting doing the videos, resisting going out on social media, resisting actually even sometimes creating videos for my clients that really will be meaningful and supportive to them because of my own fears. So through meditation and through calming the nervous system and relaxing and finally connecting, I eventually fell asleep. The migraine went away. Stomach ache went away. Woke up a completely different person and realized exactly where it was yesterday that I made the mistake and shifted it this morning. So today is Wacky Wednesday. If you've never heard me say this before, I do this every single day where I actually turn on music and use the music to release stress from my body. Funny thing is I'm reading a different book. I'm not going to say the title of the name of the book because I don't know if I can, but she talks about how you can use music to actually relieve stress too. I don't have the book here, so I can't recall her name, but it's Mama Gina is her stage name. And she talks about swamping and how you can use dance, which is so funny because I use dance the same way to relieve stress. So I already woke up and did that. So honor yourself today. It's Wacky Wednesday. So even if you don't do it every other day of the week, connect with your inner child and do something silly that makes you feel good about yourself and honor whatever it is that you desire to do today. By connecting with your inner child, then you have a much better chance of actually accomplishing that goal. Now don't make 10 goals like I usually do. Pick one goal, something that you really want to do, and go out there, be silly, and then plan towards that goal, that little activity that you want to do today. So let's jump into reading chapter 3. What are the steps to success? My journey from illness to wellness was long and treacherous. I had months of symptoms and years of pain. I went through many bouts of flare-up, gastritis, fatigue, panic, anxiety, bloating, and pain. The most important lesson I learned this year was that mind is the key to true success. Here is a little story about overcoming obstacles on the path to success. It all begins with my first appearance on TV. This was the day I appeared on All Health TV for PBS, which happens to be a partner station with Baptist Hospital. This was a stressful day for me. I was excited, but my fear was overwhelming. It was my first ever television appearance after struggling months with doing live videos on social media. It was my dream. But I jumped into it so quickly that my fears were still on high alert. The day of my TV appearance, my stomach was a mess. I woke up and instantly became bloated for no apparent reason. I ate the same thing I always eat and looked super pregnant. The pain was so intense, I was stuck in bed with a heating pad all morning instead of practicing and preparing for my big day. I was focusing on relaxing. I spent the morning belching and uncomfortable. I didn't have much time to practice or prepare because I felt so awful. My symptoms were tough, but by the time I was on TV, no one noticed any bloating. The bloating, cramping, diarrhea, and pain had disappeared. I was thankful my routine and remedies worked so efficiently. I still felt a little weird in my tummy, but I was thankful no one could see it. It was more nervous butterflies than IBS at that point. My dream suddenly became a reality. The sad thing I realized that day is that my long journey didn't have to be that hard. I could have achieved my goals sooner with the right support and strategies from the start. That's when I truly recognized that 90 days was better than 7 years. It took me 90 days to work up the courage to appear on TV. It took me 90 days to learn how to decrease the bloat, cramping, and pain. Every time I fell down and hit rock bottom because my emotions got in the way, it took me 90 days to get back on track. Every new beginning took 21 days or more to make the strategy stick. It meant that each new technique would take 21 days to make a new habit. That little detail is true for any new habit. It takes us 21 to 30 days to create a new habit. You have to fight your resistance to change. You push through the obstacles and challenges because we dream of a better outcome. We push through because you hope for a better life. As you begin to see improvements, it motivates you and propels you forward. You push harder and faster because you want a life free of symptoms. That is exactly what I did over and over again. Your mind can propel you forward or hold you back. Your emotions, feelings, and beliefs impact your behaviors and actions. My naive belief in 2013 that nutrition, fitness, and supplementation was my path to wellness was only partially accurate. I thought that the solution to my problem was mostly food-related, and this little detail actually made it much more difficult to achieve my goals. I was positive IBS was only impacted by my diet alone, even though the psychiatrist already put me on Celexa for anxiety, which I stopped many years ago. I couldn't believe my emotions were triggered by horrendous symptoms. I used the medication to hide those feelings, beliefs, and emotions that were truly triggering my symptoms. It simply patched up and covered up the underlying emotional root of my problem. That root stemmed much deeper than I possibly imagined. The emotional root of my symptoms made success nearly impossible. My symptoms dragged on for years with only minor improvements. This little failure to recognize the importance of the emotional root made my journey take 7 years. I worked through flare-ups and pushed through obstacles over these 7 years. I slowly made modifications and improvements to achieve success. But the last year, the transformation was much more rapid and evolving quickly. Transforming those subconscious beliefs that were holding me back propelled me forward quickly. Achievements were much easier and effective when I combined mindfulness and healthy lifestyle changes to tackle the emotional and the physical roots simultaneously. This new insight helped me reduce symptoms exponentially faster. It meant my symptoms only lasted a few hours as opposed to days, weeks, or years. It meant that flare-ups were no longer keeping me from going to parties or important events. It meant that my IBS wasn't keeping me from my dreams and desires anymore. This little fact was super obvious. Now that you understand the path to success begins with the physical and the emotional route, it's time to learn the Unleashed technique. This unique process is the best way to tackle your IBS, anxiety, or other illness or symptoms from all directions. There are 8 crucial steps in this process, and each step builds upon the last step. It's important to have a solid foundation before you move on to the emotional release process. This is essential because it makes it easier, much easier on your body to truly let go of the pain. The right nutrition, supplementation, and diet gives you the energy you need to push through the emotional struggles more effectively. It is important because your body's functions and needs for fuel, so feed it right. These are the steps in the Unleashed technique. Undo the root. Understanding the root cause of any illness is essential. The root cause of IBS and anxiety is a combination of emotional and physical stress. Creating a foundation for yourself is essential for your journey to wellness. Addressing the physical root is the foundation of this program. This is the key to building a foundation that reduces symptoms of bloating, heartburn, anxiety, panic, stress, indigestion, pain, and cramping. The use of nutrients and herbs to reduce the physical inflammation helps tackle those pesky symptoms. Having resources to tackle symptoms during flare-ups is also amazing. It paves the way to begin a routine of mindfulness to truly succeed in your goal and accomplish your dreams. Now that you understand the importance of establishing a nutrient-rich foundation and addressing the root cause of the issue, it is time to take a look at nutrition. Nurture the body. After you understand the root cause of your symptoms, you will need to find the diet that is right for you. Nutrition is a crucial building block in a path to healing. Building a nutritious plan for you to thrive in life starts by eliminating inflammatory foods from your diet. It gives your body a chance to rest, recover, restore, and repair. It doesn't take tons of time, but each person is different, and your body guides you through it. The elimination phase is a short time to identify foods that trigger symptoms and allow your digestive tract to rest. Something I don't say here, 80% of your immune system is in your digestive tract. So to tackle any inflammation in your body, you have to start with the gut. After eliminating inflammatory foods, you begin reintroducing foods into your diet. The process helps create a plan that is unique to you. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. Using this high-powered energetic fuel combined with supplementation creates a foundation for the next phase in your journey. After that, your body has nutritious fuel. You can begin to learn simple ways to relax and unwind, to slow down your nervous system and stop that pesky stress response in its tracks. Let go of the past. This is the easiest step to learn and develop. It begins with simple strategies to build a mindful foundation to tackle the emotional root. It's all about moving forward in life by overcoming triggers, challenges, and obstacles. It's about reflecting on your life's challenges, making mindful decisions that will motivate you and propel you forward. You will develop unique skills to help you relax during stressful situations. Now it's time to release some negative thoughts and emotions with a fun release activity. Energize and release. This is the most fun and transformational step in the process. You begin to develop a routine that is fun and invigorating, helping you reduce stress in your life by using your muscles and your vocals to address the root even more effectively. Having fun with your voice by making new sounds and singing to release more stress than you can imagine. You will be surprised at how much stress you are holding in your throat and vocals. It's time to let it go and free your body of stress that doesn't serve you. Releasing stress is fun, and now it's time to create some healthy boundaries for your relationships to flourish. So part of this energize and release is what I've been teaching for a while in this group. It's dance release, using music, whatever music you connect to, and actually singing and dancing to the beat. It's a great way to connect with your inner child and release stress. Affirm your success. Now that you have a strong foundation and fun routine for yourself, it's time to work on creating boundaries for the relationships in your life. Affirmations are the key to success that empower you to stand up for what you deeply believe in and desire in a kind and courteous way. Creating boundaries supports you in building healthy relationships that help you feel safe and supported. It's not about hurting others, but rather it's about making a safe environment for yourself. This process is about speaking up for yourself and creating relationships that work for you. Using positive affirmations helps you continue to build that strong foundation for success. Using affirmations helps ingrain new positive beliefs into your subconscious mind to transform those negative thoughts that hold us back. Now let's truly tackle those obstacles and challenges with a sledgehammer by using hypnosis to reframe those beliefs in your mind. But something I haven't said in this little section of the book is I actually use the affirmations in the hypnosis to really ingrain them in your subconscious mind and propel you forward. Succeed with hypnosis. Our mind is the key to success. Tackling the subconscious blocks from your past is the secret to staying on track in your path to success. Using meditations in your routine helps you strengthen your intuition and create a sense of balance. Hypnosis and meditation will create a sense of calm and serenity in your day. Self-hypnosis, which is something you would do for yourself or listen to, helps you create a routine to tackle these subconscious blocks and help you achieve everything you deserve and desire. The funny thing is that we are in a state of hypnosis all the time. We just don't realize it. We are in a hypnotic state when we drive to work, watch a movie, or sit quietly meditating. The secret here is to transform those words that automatically play in our minds, creating a positive set of beliefs, affirmations, and statements that propel you forward rather than throw you off track. This process will open your mind to the possibilities as your new beliefs pave the way for change and transformation. Holistic health. You are made up of energy. Every one of us is. It flows in our bodies every day, but certain challenges and obstacles leave our tissues stagnant. Inflammation, stress, and illness makes that energy get trapped inside your tissues or fascia. This step gives you easy strategies to enhance the energy flow in your body. The flow of energy helps you easily and effortlessly tackle emotional and physical stress at its core. The most fun and invigorating part of this process is yoni health. Men can benefit from this process too, developing a routine for your yoni, which is the female reproductive system, or sacred sexual energy, is important for women to tackle the inflammation that builds in our pelvis to reduce menstrual symptoms, hormonal fluctuations, and stress. Men also build up stress in the pelvis and will benefit from this routine as well. Finally, you are fully immersed into your own unique process of evolution. Evolve. Now that you know all the steps in the Unleashed technique, you will continue to evolve and grow. These self-loving practices keep you thriving and transforming. This is a chapter that brings everything together. It gives you easy daily routines to make the process simple and effortless. The more you use this process in your life, the more you evolve into a new version of yourself you seek. You evolve and change into the stress-fighting machine that tackles obstacles and challenges in the moment. This awareness and action sets you free from your debilitating symptoms. Are you ready to leave your symptoms behind? Are you ready to live your life and thrive? Dream. That is the last step. Success is achieving your goal. It means you accomplished your dream. Let's face it, foundation for any successful accomplishment is life, is mindset, determination, and perseverance. You can't achieve anything unless you put your mind and heart into it. It's also essential you take initiative and take action. This is true for all of life's achievements. It's true and evident in all aspects of your lives. You do it all the time as you progress through stages in life. It's how you become a graduate, a professional, an entrepreneur, a parent, an investor, a grandparent, etc. You learn it all along the way. Achieving success in health is a little trickier, but possible. It is possible to feel this sense of accomplishment even after deterioration and decline begins. You can overcome your pesky medical history and prove that it doesn't have to be your fate. But when it comes to illness, symptoms, and disease, there is much more powerful hope that propels you and pushes you through it. You can feel healthy, vibrant, and energetic in your 30s, 40s, and beyond. It is your hope for a better life for yourself and your family. Your hopes and desires for less pain and debilitating symptoms motivate you to push through the hard times. This hope keeps you from staying stuck at rock bottom. It is what gives you the strength to dust yourself off and move forward repeatedly. Your dream of life, where you are able to enjoy yourself without symptoms creeping up on you. You hope for more days where the bloating, anxiety, pain, symptoms, and cramps are at bay. You hope for more days where the worry and fear doesn't consume your thoughts. You hope for more energy, vitality, and happiness. You hope for a brighter future for yourself. You use the hope to guide you through the obstacles and challenges. It gives you the strength to achieve your goals. You see it in many aspects of your life as you work towards accomplishing your goals. Well, that was the first part of the podcast, and we actually got through the whole chapter. So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and I'm actually going to start chapter 4, Undo the Root, getting to the root with herbs so we can really get moving and get inspired. Aloha, this is Diane. I'll see you in a moment.
Get empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist, and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
So what is crappy to happy? First of all, I'm Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a professor, and I've suffered much pain and heartache with my physical symptoms of my disability and my chronic illness. And I created this class, Crappy to Happy, because I wanted to support frontline workers, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors that are still at those front lines dealing with patients and clients that have COVID-19. And they are experiencing extra stress because now they're exposing themselves to this virus and also their family and loved ones. What I have learned in my 7-year journey of chronic pain and illness and autoimmune disease is there are ways to calm your nervous system and boost your immune system that can be easy and effortless. And of course, it's not going to take you 7 years like it did me. So I'm here to guide you in this short program to give you some simple strategies that you can help relax and calm your nervous system during times of stress like this COVID-19 pandemic.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Diane Vick. And before we left, we finished the chapter that talked about the secrets to success and the steps in the unleashed process. So now we're going to jump into chapter 4, which is Undo the Root, which is an integral part of creating a foundation for your body to tackle that physical inflammation that happens when we get symptoms in our body. So if you remember in the first half of the episode, I was talking about I woke up last night having headaches and stomach pain. I didn't take anything for my stomach because I knew it was triggered very quickly by some emotions that I was holding on to from the day, from the day's events. But I did work on the headache, which has been the symptom that has been more predominant in the past few weeks. So a big foundation to really support your body in overcoming symptoms is to synergistically work on the emotional root and the physical root together, which is why it's so important to go into this chapter, because it's about creating a foundation to help your body relieve inflammation and reduce stress at the cellular level. So the stressful root, the root cause of chronic pain and digestive issues seems to be simple. Most people think it's just related to diet and genetics. That was the case with my client, Demi. She was sure that her condition was hopeless after all. She had hated fruits and vegetables. On top of it all, her medical diagnosis was following her parents exactly. She had reflux, hypertension, chronic pain, and fatigue since she could remember. Like most people, she didn't want to hear that stress was impacting her health. You will be surprised at the transformation Demi made, but for now, let's get down and dirty with stress. Stress and the gut. Doesn't say it in the book, well, it might say it later, but 80% of your immune system is your digestive tract. So to tackle any inflammation in your body, guys, this is what you need to listen to. Stress and the gut. The irritable gut is a problematic condition that impacts many people in the world. IBS is a highly complex and intricate situation to uncover and treat. The irritable gut is a digestive tract that is highly sensitive and irritated by a variety of variables. There are emotional triggers, physical triggers, food triggers, and even medication triggers. It sounds weird to think of your gut as a trigger-happy zone, but it is a highly responsive part of your body. Our digestive tract includes the esophagus, stomach, intestines, gallbladder, pancreas, and your anus. And this area is lined with tons of nerves and neurons, which is why it is called the second brain. And your gut reacts to stress with symptoms. If the two brains aren't cooperating together, there is sadness in your head and chaos in your gut. Many of these areas are highly sensitive mucous membranes that easily tear and break down when inflammation and stress bombard them. These sensitive linings are not as strong as your skin or muscles. It is much easier for stress to impact these mucous membranes and delicate parts. The interesting thing that stress is that it comes from a variety of sources and impacts us everywhere. Stress impacts our bodies at a cellular level, but for many people, the digestive tract is part of their bodies that seems to be impacted the most. Those of us that experience IBS, Crohn's, gastritis, reflux, indigestion, or other symptoms are extra susceptible. That means it is much easier for these areas to break down, causing injury and damage to this sensitive lining. The more damage happens, the easier repeated damage occurs. The higher your emotional and physical stress levels become, the more severe issues emerge in the digestive tract. This includes ulcers, leaky gut, bleeding, tears, and even perforation through the organs. The truth of the matter is that inflammation and stress can be reduced in the body to prevent this damage from occurring. It is also possible to reverse the damage at a cellular level using nutrients and herbs. But an important factor to keep in mind is that there are two different issues with IBS. There are two different root problem areas that need to be addressed simultaneously. It took me 7 years to figure out that little detail. Simultaneously working the emotional and the physical root is a crucial part of the process. That is the secret to quickly impacting the symptoms efficiently and effectively. The two key factors that need to be addressed are the emotional and the physical root of the digestive stress or any stress. I will cover the physical root here to set a foundation before addressing the emotional root. The physical root is usually the easiest to address with diet and modifications and nutrient-rich supplementation. But it is essential to remember that truly efficient and effective transformation also addresses the emotional root. And the emotional root is usually not addressed at all. Thus, clients are stuck feeling sick with overwhelming symptoms. I will cover the emotional root later in another chapter. Let's get back to the physical root cause of any disease or illness. I do mean any disease process. I did plenty of research over the past 15 years to find and understand the impact, the root cause of a multitude of diseases, including my own. This list for me was extensive with a multitude of diagnoses. Now really listen to all these diagnoses, and this is only a few of my medical diagnoses, because let me tell you that my medical files look like encyclopedias, and they still do, because a lot of my doctor's office still have my original files. Fibromyalgia, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, hypermobility type 3, severe reflux, biliary dyskinesia, dysphagia, which is difficulty swallowing. Biliary dyskinesia means my gallbladder was not working properly, and the tests actually said it was functioning at 10%, so I ended up removing it. And dumping syndrome. Yep, I know I have a ton of medical issues and diagnoses, and that is a list that is only naming a few. The sad truth is that all illness and disease is linked to high stress levels in the body, another critical factor that is building up inside our bodies from this process is toxins. Toxins are trapped inside our cells, organs, and tissues, creating even more problems inside our bodies. To truly impact your body's healing capabilities, you also need to hydrate all your cells. Our body is made up of 80% of water, and we need water to sustain that essential component. Fluids are important to flush the body of toxins and debris. It is important to drink enough fluids for your body weight. The fluid you will also be a crucial part of a healthy, functioning digestive tract. If you don't have enough fluid going in your body, constipation and digestive symptoms will arise. But you will learn later in this book that fluids can get trapped in other areas of your body and impede digestive function. But for now, let's talk about stress on the body. I was also skeptical and naive about stress. When I started the journey, I thought it was impossible to have this kind of stress in childhood, but I did. Disease and illness occur in the body as a result of oxidative stress. If you never heard of this word, don't worry. I will explain it. Oxidative stress is a form of stress that occurs at a cellular level inside our bodies. That means it impacts our cells, mitochondria, DNA, and RNA. I'm sure you remember from school that DNA and RNA make up our cells. Our cells are the building blocks for everything inside our bodies, our muscles, tissues, ligaments, organs, blood, and everything else is made up of cells. Our cells are constantly being attacked by free radicals on a daily basis, second by second. The thing you don't realize is that the assault occurs from the moment you are born and accumulates inside our bodies. Most infants and children and teens have the capability of fighting this inflammation assault because their bodies create enzymes that naturally support healing and fight free radical damage. The key to understanding here is most children that are healthy and thriving are creating the right enzymes to address the oxidative assault on their bodies. But there are some children, like those with autism, cancer, or chronic illness, that are lacking some of the crucial enzymes. This vulnerable population would also benefit from my practice, but that is a different story. After the age of 21, adults no longer have the ability to create these miraculous enzymes either. The older you get, the more deficient in enzymes you become, and symptoms begin to arise, thus creating a breeding ground inside our bodies for assault by free radicals. Free radicals are present in the air you breathe, the food you eat, the environment you live in, and the water you drink. You intake free radicals all the time, and damage occurs every day of your life. It is a vicious and constant assault on your body. The digestive tract is the easiest part to break down because of its sensitive lining. The more food you eat, water you drink, and air you breathe, the more damage occurs inside your body. This unique form of cellular damages caused by free radicals is called oxidative stress. The only way to combat its effects is to use nutrient-rich antioxidant substances that help our bodies create those enzymes. Some people believe that simply taking these enzymes is the best way to combat the stress. They pop enzyme pills like candy, but it's actually more efficient and effective to use nutrients that stimulate our bodies to produce the enzymes for itself. By stimulating our bodies to produce those dormant enzymes, you reactivate your innate ability to heal. Let's repeat that again. Innate ability to heal. You become a superhuman healing machine. That is the secret to truly impacting the oxidative stress in your cells at an astonishing rate. The problem with supplements and nutrients is that they are not all created equal. Many supplements, over-the-counter products, and nutrients have fillers, additives, and harmful ingredients that actually create more damage and stress in the body. It is extremely important to find nutrients that actually support the body's natural functions without creating more harm. After all, the goal is to reduce symptoms and feel better. You don't want to take a supplement that causes a new problem, which you then cover up with another supplement or prescription. After all, you are moving away from the box of conventional medicine. You don't want to get trapped in a vicious cycle once again. That would just be adding fuel to an already growing fire within your body. If you feed that fire, it will continue to burn until a full-blown illness or disease develops. Remember that is where I was when I started this journey. I took countless over-the-counter supplements and prescriptions to help me heal, but instead I caused more damage and symptoms to occur. I knew I had a nutrient deficiency and that my nutrition was a wreck. My body was falling apart and digestion was simply completely non-existent. I was having diarrhea, cramps, bloating, chronic pain, headaches, hair loss, and a gazillion other symptoms. I tried to use OTC, which is over-the-counter medications, and nutrients that actually made my situation exponentially worse. I tell you again, not all supplements and nutrients are created equal. Not everything you see on TV, read on the internet, or find in a store shelf reduces oxidative stress. I obviously can't tell you all the amazing supplements and nutrients out there. It would take an entire book to name them. New ones are recommended to me all the time by colleagues and health professionals, but by now you understand the root cause of illness and disease is inflammation. You know this inflammation and damage is caused by oxidative stress. The stress builds and begins to tear down the lining of our organs, tissues, muscles, ligaments, etc. The breakdown creates havoc inside our bodies. It damages everything, beginning with our cells, and impacts every organ. I found a multitude of products over the years that actually are truly beneficial to the body. These are only a few of the beneficial products out there. These nutrient-rich supplements and herbs promote healing and repair. Of course, healing is a difficult word to use because the FDA has so many restrictions on supplements. Prescriptions cause so much worse damage to our bodies, yet those are not restricted enough. And let me tell you that they're really not restricted enough. Have you ever paid attention to the commercials that come out on TV and all the side effects of the prescriptions? Yes, I'm a nurse. Yes, I give patients medication and I believe they have their place and their time, but I don't believe that we should be on a prescription for extended years of time, because if you read all those side effects, and people do get a lot of them, maybe you would think a lot about it a little bit more. I can tell you these nutrients help me and my clients tackle stress. They empowered the body to repair, heal, and thrive by creating the optimal nutrients to fight stress. There are many extremely good products out there, but finding them can be tricky. All right, let's see if we can finish this. Restoring the gut. Again, supplementation is a tricky topic because all the FDA restrictions, but the truth is, if I learned this sooner, I would have impacted the intense progression of illness and disease in my body so much faster. I wanted to learn about these nutrients sooner, but keeping with all the FDA restrictions, I won't share the product names here, but I will share them in a resource guide that you can access later. These are the basic facts about the products that have improved symptoms for my clients. Nutrigenomics is the science of using herbs and nutrients to impact genetics. Genetics is your predetermined hereditary disease path. You also have genetic diseases and illness in your family history and lineage, whether you are aware of it or not. My most significant genetic condition is a really aggressive condition called EDS3, which is Ehlers Danlos Syndrome type 3. It is a debilitating condition that impacts the entire body, muscles, skin, organs, etc. It was already impacting all my body systems since childhood. The first product and that truly revolutionized the performance of my cells and reduced cell damage contains 5 unique herbs. If this product works for me with such a crappy medical history, imagine what it could do for you. The question is, can you create a supportive environment for your body to thrive? Do you want to avoid those pesky genetic conditions from emerging? I'm sure your answer was yes. If you can use nutrigenomics to turn off the switch and keep those genetic conditions dormant, would you do it? You can even turn off the switch that was already igniting disease and illness in your life. One of my favorite phrases is, your medical history and family history doesn't have to be your fate. Yep, I will say that statement many times because it is the absolute truth. I come from a family with an extensive family history, diabetes, Crohn's disease, Alzheimer's disease, hypertension, fibromyalgia, developmental delays, and Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. There are plenty more, but I won't name them all. The last one is the most significant and the one that truly led me on the path to finding my own wellness. I will explain a little about EDS, but the truth is, it is just a diagnosis. It didn't stop me from pushing forward and finding my path to health and wellness. It didn't cause me to settle for more prescriptions and surgeries. EDS3 is a common and underdiagnosed condition here in the United States. It is a genetic condition that impacts every organ and body system. The exact details aren't important, but the fact that genetics told me, so I went to a geneticist and they told me this, that everything I was doing was on track to support my body and I was empowering myself. I went to get the diagnosis after a few years on my path to healing. She told me that was the best way to support my body and deal with my condition. She doesn't know the other 60% of the things I figured out after she diagnosed me with EDS3. Which occurred more than 3 to 5 years ago. After that pesky diagnosis, I was in search of a supplement that could truly impact the severe damage my body had already undergone. I was only in my 30s, but I felt like a 60-year-old. My body was declining by the day. My friends and fellow nurse, Daisy, told me about this supplement that helped her with her multiple sclerosis. If it could help her genetic condition, I knew it could help me. That is when nutrigenomics and these 5 special herbs came into my life. The herbs are turmeric, ashwagandha, milk thistle, green tea, and bacopa. But the secret is they are combining the perfect balance to impact the cells in exponential ways. They fight free radical damage every second of every day. I don't know about you, but I was ready to try anything. I was desperate to find a solution that could actually heal the lining of my digestive tract. I was desperate to decrease the pain and the fatigue. I was open for anything, and I wanted something easy and inexpensive. You see, one of the enzymes this little yellow pill produced is glutathione. I already knew from my homeopathic doctor that I was low on it. And a little fact, if you don't know it, many children with autism and with developmental delays are also low in glutathione, which is something I probably was low on my whole life. There was no way I could afford spending another $15,000 for 6 months of glutathione and vitamin C infusions. I needed my body to make its own glutathione, and I needed it quick. I was thankful to find this little pill and began taking it twice a day. I was pleasantly surprised that NRF2 Synergizer rejuvenated cells and reduced stress by 40% in 30 days. NRF2 is a protein that regulates the expression of antioxidant proteins that protect the body against inflammation and injury that occurs due to oxidative stress. It's effectively destroys 1 million free radicals per second. It also detoxifies the body. It helps me produce the enzymes I was missing, superoxide dismutase, heme oxidase, glutathione, peroxidase, and catalase. Again, these are the same enzymes everybody stops producing after the age of 21. And these are the same enzymes kids and children with chronic illness are missing. The best part was that my body was producing these enzymes naturally on its own. Around the same time, I also learned that an aloe supplement was great anti-inflammatory that was used to heal the digestive tract. But the funny fact is I'm super sensitive to the taste of aloe and many other things. I am super sensitive to taste and textures in general, and I couldn't drink aloe. No matter how hard I tried, it just grossed me out and made me gag. I was in search of a different alternative to aloe, and I found one. It is truly an amazing product created by a physician to treat autoimmune disease. It is a unique product made from a 20th generation aloe plant. This basically means this plant is not anything like the aloe plants or juices you find at the store. It is much stronger and effective in treating the inflammation which causes autoimmune disease. It has a unique immune stabilizing component that works at a cellular level to create homeostasis or stability in your body. Everyone knows I needed stability in my gut. Best of all, it was in capsules, so I didn't have to taste the aloe. I started the intense protocol following the instructions precisely until my bloating, cramping, pain, and indigestion improved. It is a protocol designed to improve symptoms and promote healing, but it begins with a large amount of aloe pills that are eventually weaned down to a maintenance dose. I slowly wean down to 6 pills a day, which I still take religiously to this day. If I miss a few days or forget to order a bottle, I notice changes in my digestion. Our body needs natural antioxidants and nutrients to support healing also. The sad truth is that you need more fruits and vegetables than you can possibly consume. It's exponentially harder if you don't like or tolerate certain fruits and vegetables, but everyone can benefit from added nutrients, including our children. This was one that I began with my kids because their immune system was a wreck too. They were always on antibiotics and sick. They had countless infections and surgeries for ear, nose, and throat infections. I was glad that I helped them while I helped myself. The best part was that they enjoyed it so much. They begged for these delicious nutrient-rich gummies. It was their daily dessert, and they truly enjoyed it. It is still a part of their daily routine. Their immune system is rocking and amazing because of it. These nutrient-rich antioxidants changed the game and health and wellness completely. You left those frequent illnesses and prescriptions in the past. You left surgeries, antibiotics, and frequent doctor's visits with the nutrient-rich products. This is an amazing way to get the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals from the food you don't get enough of. Even if you think you eat enough, your body will benefit from those antioxidant super healing fruits and vegetables. These antioxidants also help us fight free radical damage and oxidative stress. Some of the benefits are improved digestion, stronger hair, nails, weight loss, better sleep, etc. My family was important to me, and this little secret gave us all back our immune system. There is simply no way to eat as many fruits and vegetables as the ones packed into it. Injuries and inflammation also require a little added love and attention, but people with sensitive digestive tracts usually have issues with anti-inflammatories. Steroids, over-the-counter treatments like Motrin and Aleve were taken out of my routine years ago because they continuously cause gastritis and severe digestive issues. It left me struggling to find an alternative to chronic pain, injuries, and inflammation, which is extra tricky with a condition that easily results in injuries, bursitis, tears, and pain. Well, we have run out of time, even though we have gotten to the end of that chapter, but I think it was some pretty crucial information about how you can actually build a foundation of nutritional support for your body. I will put the links in the group Unleash Your Inner Strength under this video and also for the podcast Goddess Unleashed in my description of this podcast series. So I do hope you enjoyed this little section where we actually got to read two books, that you did understand that the symptoms that you are experiencing in your body is actually a message from your body that something is not aligning with what you really want and it's time to let it go. This is Diane Vick. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Aloha and goodbye.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.